Do we need a motion to move executive to 10:30? Okay.
We have a number of issues that are scheduled at 10 o'clock, one of which is executive session. We also have approval of accounts payable, previous meeting minutes, and a court order. With your all approval, let's do the business of the accounts payable, previous meeting minutes, and court order first. Is that all right?
That's fine.
For the meeting minutes, can we just put those with Monday?
Yes.
Since we're going to approve another set today's meeting anyway, let's just put them all together. That gives us time to review them all.
Motion to move those to the Monday meeting.
Okay. Do you want a motion, Ron?
That's fine.
Second?
Motion's been made and seconded to move the previous meeting's minutes. Do that Monday. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Okay, this is the court order. And I see the explanation here, but there's no abatement number or anything like that. How do you want us to address this, Christy?
There we go.
Delete the court order, create the court. It was brought by the collector. We discussed it last time.
Refresh us, will you?
Sure. It's owned by Missouri Partners Incorporated. It's a retention pond, and the assessor took it off the rolls in 2010 and 11 as an exempt open space, but the old bills for 07, 8, and 9 were not removed, and so it's going to go to the tax sale. It's an unsellable property, and there's concerns about spending publication money for something you can't sell.
What is the technicality of
the motion?
What we needed to take care of so that this would come back to us at this time? I can't remember.
You asked to hold it.
And the reason was?
As I recall, because it didn't go through the assessor.
Okay. How do we...
So we have to order an abatement written?
Yes. And then our office will write it,
and then we'll approve it.
Abatement. Correct.
Okay. Motion to direct abatement for...
We can't do that.
What? We can order and approve an abatement. We've done that before.
You have. And I have copies of the statutes here that allow the commission to remove old bills. So.
Okay. What? Go ahead. Go ahead, Danny.
What was the technicality that caused us not to remove it?
I'm sorry, Ron, you want the copy here?
There was a presentation made, and as we looked at the presentation, at that very time, there was no request for a refund for previous years or payment for previous years.
Well, there's no refund. The problem is...
I know, but I'm just using that for an example.
Right.
There was no request for anything at that point.
But if we don't? It goes to tax sale. You can't sell it because it's a non-sellable property. So, I mean, it just sits there in limbo is the problem. Because the assessor's already done 2010, 2011, so it's just going to sit there. Because we can't sell it, but we have to advertise it.
I love the way the statute's written. At the term of the county commission, which is several delinquent lists are required by law to be returned and certified, the commission shall examine and compare the list of lands and town lots on which the taxes remain due and unpaid. If any lands or town lots have been assessed more than once, or if any of the lands or town lots are not subject to taxation, or if the legal description is incorrectly described, in all these cases, the commission shall correct the error by the best means in their power and cause the list so corrected to be certified and filed in the office of the clerk of the county commission.
All right. Go ahead and make whatever.
All right. Motion to order an abatement for years 07, 08, and 09, exempting property as open space, and the parcel number is 18-1.0-12-004-001-005.003. You didn't get that, did you?
Motion's been made and seconded to exempt parcel number as identified for the tax years 07, 08, and 09. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, Jim.
forget the sample resolution that we did.
Approval of accounts payable.
Motion for approval of accounts payable on the credit card list.
I'll second. I think you've got some comments, don't you?
I've got several.
Okay.
Comments. We have a bill in here for a payment to an attorney's firm from the county clerk. It came in on the credit card bill. I talked to several people. I don't know. I've never seen a swipe card. I don't know how you pay for a professional service attorney's fee on a credit card. Maybe they do, and maybe they don't have a credit card at the machine they swipe in their office when they receive payment, but I don't know how they do that. And those were the questions that held us up from payment on this on Monday. But we have to pay these bills, and
otherwise we get a late fee.
So I wanted the everybody that has one involved to know that that's the reason we had to hold it up.
Yeah. Danny, can we also, with your motion, because I think I seconded it, right? Can we attach the letter from our attorney to this specific invoice so that we have justification?
With attachment.
With it, we're going to attach a document with it. And then I think that was the whole thing, is that the reason we held it on Monday was because we're waiting for legal opinion. We have the legal opinion, so we want to attach that.
Well, and with that, we need to make the comments so that it's understood that in order to hire outside attorneys, there needs to be an agreement in place, according to county council, and that in the future we need to make sure that we comply with that section of Missouri law. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
We'll, you'll include that in the record.
Okay.
I know we have some personnel matters with our HR person.
At 10:30.
We just said to be ready for 10:30, but yeah, we could do that. And then I don't show anything else after that.
There's some real estate matters to be talked about also.
In session, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, then after we're done with executive, we'll be done for the day.
Yeah.
Why don't we go into executive, and then she's going to be here at 10:30, then we'll take her when she arrives.
Sure.
Is that all right?
Motion to go into executive for session, pursuant 610.021.123 and 12. Litigation, real estate, personnel, and contracts.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye.